Eve, are you okay?
I'm okay, I just need a second.
We're here for you. If you need, you just squeeze my hand.
Thanks.
I can say something first, if that's easier.
No, I mean, I'm supposed to be first.
Oh, okay, if that's what you need.
Mrs. Bidet, sorry to interrupt, I just wanted to say...
Oh, Eve, thank you so much for being here.
Of course, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, I mean, we're all so sorry.
It's no one's fault. It just means so much to me that you came. Oh my goodness, the whole squad is here. Jay, I can't believe you made it all the way here from California.
Of course, Mrs. Bidet. I wouldn't miss this.
Hey, Mrs. Bidet.
Oh, Michael, thank you for taking the time away from your... Is he still a newborn? How old is, I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
Liam. He's 3 months now.
I cannot tell you how much it means to the family that you three are here. Of all of Lilia's friends, you three were our favorites, and, oh, I just remember all of you as little kids and running around and creating chaos.
And those experiences we'll remember and cherish for the rest of our lives.
Oh my goodness, thank you. All right then, I think we better get this started, don't you?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for being here. Seeing all of your faces in one room, it's as if Lilia is here too, shining through the friends and family who she gave so much to.
Hey, can we get out of here, get a drink?
Just so grateful.
I don't know if I can handle this right now.
Eve, we can't leave awake. It's...
Last days were very difficult.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going somewhere we can talk.
All right, 3 beers and 1 shot.
That one's mine.
Because I want to, okay?
Hey, we're not judging. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been a long time since we've all seen each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know we left things on bad terms, but I do think that Lilia would want us to be here for each other.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, well, Lilia certainly gets what she wants these days. Will you be quiet?
Who are you talking to?
Lilia. She won't leave me alone.
You know, as you grow up, you form groups of friends, and there's a time when you feel so inseparable. You do everything together. And then you all grow up and you go in different directions. Some friends stick around and others are off doing their own thing. But the memory of that special bond, it sticks with you. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And on this episode, we'll meet someone who's finally bringing her old group back together. The only problem is, she's dead.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Possessive.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for being here. Seeing all of your faces in one room, it's as if Lilia is here too, shining through the...
Eve, I don't want to watch Mom like this. I'm making an executive decision. Let's leave.
Hey, can we get out of here, get a drink?
A drink? You probably shouldn't be drinking, Eve.
I don't know if I can handle this right now.
Eve, we can't leave awake. It's... Okay, fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going somewhere we can talk.
All right, 3 beers and 1 shot.
That one's mine.
You've been really good about drinking this past week. You know I'm right. Why break it off now?
Because I want to, okay?
Hey, we're not judging. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been a long time since we've all seen each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I know we left things on bad terms, but I do think that Lilia would want us to be here for each other.
I agree.
Yeah, well, Lilia certainly gets what she wants these days.
Well, what I really want is for you to slow down on the drinking and be a little kinder to your friends, Eve, and...
be quiet.
Who are you talking to?
Lilia. She won't leave me alone.
What?
What?
Okay, what you mean to say is that I won't let you let yourself down.
Lilia, just let me talk to them. You're always saying I should be more honest, so let me be honest with them.
Okay. I'm very proud of you.
Look, I know this sounds insane, but for the past few days, I've heard her voice in my head. Like, not a memory of her voice, it's Lilia, the real Lilia, talking to me.
Really? So, she's talking to you right now?
Okay, well, at this exact moment, she's silent.
Just trying to give you a little space, Eve.
There she is again.
Okay, so you're saying that Lilia is haunting you?
Yes, but she's also like... possessing me, controlling my words and my actions.
Okay, to do what?
Honestly, to exercise and do yoga and meditate and all this self-help shit that she was into. And like she made me text all of you before the wake. No offense, but, Jay said it. We weren't on the best of terms. At first I was kind of grateful, out of everyone she chose to possess me. But now, she's too close. I can't make a decision without her weighing in, and if I make the wrong decision, she takes control to, correct my mistake.
You're welcome.
Right, hey, this is really hard for all of us, and no matter what, you need to know that Jay and I are here for you. Have you been seeing someone? A therapist or something like that? Someone you can talk to about this stuff?
God, I need another drink.
You've probably had enough to drink.
Hey, bartender, can I get a glass of seltzer water with a slice of lime? In fact, I'd like to get a round of seltzer for the whole bar. Hydration is fun when it's a group activity.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you want to say, Lilia?
Just that it's wonderful to have the whole crew all together again. Eve is a little cranky with me, but if we all bear with her, she'll come to accept how good I am for her.
Whoa.
Lilia? Why Eve?
Exactly. Why me?
No. I mean, why did you leave me for Eve?
What?
What?
Water. Here you go.
Thanks. Look, Jay...
Lilia, you possessed me after you died. You told me I was supposed to get the friend group together. And then you weren't there anymore. Without warning. I honestly thought I had gone crazy. And now I see you're possessing Eve?
Wait. You both got possessed? What did I do wrong?
Jay, I can actually explain. You see...
Well, hold up, Lilia. You actually chose Jay first, so I'm Jay's sloppy seconds?
You don't think I'm worthy of being possessed first?
I mean, she possessed me because she cared enough about my life to try to help, improve my life. But you don't need any help, right? You moved across the country to your big tech job. You have everything you need.
Well, unlike you, Lilia understood that me pursuing my career wasn't an attack on her. Maybe she possessed me because, I don't know, she actually enjoyed spending time with me instead of you, who she clearly needed to teach a lesson from beyond the grave.
Both of you need to relax. It may seem like I'm picking one person over the other, but I'm not. Trust me, I'm right. I'm doing what I need to do to keep the group together.
Yeah, right, Lilia. You're probably possessing Jay out of obligation. Oh, Jay texts nonstop, and Jay posts about my birthday, so I'll throw her a bone.
You sure you want to do this? I've been trying to be nice for Lilia, and maybe it's time we bring up all the shit you put us through, and all the times we tried to help you, and...
Jay, we don't need to talk about this stuff until Eve is ready to talk about this stuff.
Don't do me any favors, Michael. You're always acting like you're so nice.
I'm
always so nice in person, but then make it your business to never see me in person so that you don't have to worry about being nice to someone you're not supposed to be nice to.
I don't see you a lot because I have a kid, Eve. I've invited you to meet him. You could reach out, too.
Okay, whatever. You all pretend to support me, but secretly you think that I'm the problem. Really, what happened was that we four were a crew.
Yeah?
But then you got a big important job, and you started hanging out with more normal married people. And then You all acted like I was crazy because, hey, maybe I was going through a hard time and owed some people some money, and the people I thought were my friends peaced out on me.
Eve, that's not fair.
Not at all.
You lied to us.
You stole from us.
What did you need it for? You could have gotten your wife's dad to.
And yet our love will conquer all that divides us. Our friendship is my first priority. Yes, I completely agree. What's most important is that we four never allow our deep bond to break again. In fact, I, Jay, am going to move home to be close to all of you. And I, Eve, am going to abandon my empty, hedonistic lifestyle and commit to friendship. And we will all be together forever!
Jay? Eve? Lilia?
Yes, Michael?
We will return to Possessive in just a moment. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. I produce the show. I'm coming to you from my apartment where I put all of these sounds together. We usually record in a studio, but I do a post-production right here in my apartment here in New York City. And I'm not just surrounded by love, but I'm also surrounded by furniture that we bought from Article. Article is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful. And I'm not kidding. It's everywhere in our apartment. We've got chairs, a table, several lamps. Article's team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction, all of which I can vouch for. The quality is great. I've got a lamp on my desk right here, and it's beautiful and stylish, and I love it so much. And they have fair prices. You can save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. No showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. And Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/truth, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/truth to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. article.com/truth. Now back to Possessive.
Lilia?
Yes, Michael?
Are you okay?
No, Michael, I'm dead. I'm just joking around. Yeah, I'm okay now. It was hard when my spirit first left my body. Most spirits are supposed to pass on, but mine just didn't.
Oh.
Don't be scared. I know it's shocking, but based on my studies, life after death makes a ton of sense. You see, when a soul breathes its last breath...
Hold up, are Eve and Jay okay?
Oh, yeah. Right now, they're both being their worst selves, so it's best if I keep them under control.
Lilia, I'm confused.
It's real simple. I had unfinished business. I was cursed by a friend group that didn't want to be friends anymore.
Okay.
I failed to fix the friendship in life, so I guess I had to fix it in death.
Right.
I started with Jay because she's the responsible one, and I needed to catch my bearings before moving on to the real problem, Eve! I knew if I fixed her, then you would all come together to forgive her. It's working out so well. Eve's life is so much better when I'm pulling the strings. To be honest, Jay's life is also better with me helping her prioritize what's important. So I do think the current situation, you know, me in charge, is best for everyone.
Right. Hey, why didn't you possess me, though?
What?
You possessed Eve and Jay, but you didn't possess me, so do you care about them more than me?
No, Michael, that's ridiculous.
Well, why didn't you possess me, though?
Well, you're a dad?
So?
So, you have a kid.
Yeah, so?
So I didn't want to possess someone raising a kid. That's, like, wrong.
Why?
I
mean, if anything, that'd be more help, more hands on deck.
Yeah, but how'd the kid feel?
Liam.
What?
His name is Liam. It's short for William.
Oh, that's a really nice name.
Yeah. Are Eve and Jay just more fun to be with or something?
Look, Michael.
Wow.
We were never the closest, you know? I love you, but I feel like you were less of a me friend and more of a group friend. An important group friend, for sure.
Wow.
Plus, your life is so good right now. You didn't need my help like Eve and Jay do.
Okay, Lilia, you're contradicting yourself. First, we all needed to be together again. But then, I don't deserve to be possessed because I'm a dad. And then, I don't deserve to be possessed because I don't need your help to improve my life?
No, it's just that Eve and Jay really need
They don't need your help.
Yes, they clearly do. They need me to be better people. They need me to be friends again.
But they're not friends.
They have to be.
No, they don't. They don't like each other. You say you're helping them, but you're just using them to get what you want. The only person who actually does like everyone is the person that you won't possess because apparently you hate me.
I don't hate you.
Then possess me too.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Wait, really? Thank you.
You. Wow.
Wow, this is great. Wow, we're all together again. It feels like I'm alive again.
Gosh, I should have done this so much sooner. You have all been quite a handful. But now that I've cured you of your dumb fighting and your petty insecurities, I can be alive like this forever. Oof. This is a lot of people at once. Maybe too much.
If you can't handle all of us, pick me. Just me. I'm your best friend.
I can't trust you all to stay friends without me, so I need to stay in charge.
Well, if you're gonna pick one of us, you should pick me.
I'm picking all of us.
Eve, you were just complaining about her.
Well, if it's between the two of us, it should definitely be me.
You're not listening to me.
Yeah, sure, fine. Pick Eve. I don't want to move back home anyway.
Great. That means I win.
Not necessarily. I am also an option.
Please, stop. Just let me help you.
Lilia, you're obsessed with helping us, but you're hurting us. Hey, let me help you. Let me be your home. Come to California with me.
I do think that maybe rolling with one of us would be easier on you.
Lilia can make her own decisions.
You all need to stop talking so I can focus on making all of your lives better. Eve won't run off to her druggy friends, Jay won't leave town, and Michael will be a great support to us since he won't have to waste time with his kid.
Liam.
Right, Liam. And you will all be better and I will be alive again. Kinda. And it'll be good for you because I'll help you all be better. Yeah, I'll help you all be better because you'll all stop making mistakes so you will be like you were when I was
alive?
Yeah. Alive.
Lilia, you clearly can't take the strain of this. It makes more sense to pick.
It makes more sense for you all to make it easy on me and just agree that I'm right. We used to agree on everything!
Yeah, but you're not right. Things changed.
I can unchange you!
Can I get you guys something else?
Budweiser.
House Red?
Tequila on the rocks.
Water!
Alright, a Bud Light Lime, House Red, and tequila on the rocks, plus waters for the table. Got it.
Lilia? Lilia!
I think she's gone.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. I can't feel her in my head anymore.
Yeah, me either.
Weird. Yeah, I don't feel her anymore either.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you said that in unison. Let me know if you need anything else.
Ugh, jeez. Lilia was so stubborn.
So quick to dish out advice, but never willing to take it.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, did we just, like, kill her?
I think maybe we helped her pass on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I know I'm... I just want to say I'm really sorry about everything.
You know what? Let's just finish these drinks and know that we said what we needed to say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Cool.
Hey, remember when she got us those matching shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were plaid.
I like them. They're kind of cool.
Yeah, I like them too. She wanted us to wear them all together, like walk around together. It was...
I still have them.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. And if you like what you heard, please take a moment to write us a review on your favorite podcast app. Possessive was written by Tim Platt and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, with special extra help this time from Kara Ehlenfeld. Kara, thank you so much. It was performed by Rebecca Robles, Alana Fishbein, Margaret Burris, Tim Platt, Susan Jacks, and Peter Mills Weiss. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Kara Ehlenfeld. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner.
Okay, here's your beer and a shot.
Oh yeah, you can put that right there. Thanks.
And also a seltzer water on the house. Seltzer water makes hydration fun.
What?
Well, I'm right.
I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.